broadcasting prototype built by Wojtek Szymanski called CareWeb. This is interesting because it actually uses JavaScript and databases. So this is an example of what I believe will be the dominant way of doing healthcare in the future. So this is a patient record database built using a web interface and on the back-end Oracle server as the database. This is quite interesting because all the information used to generate these pages is stored in a database. It's not stored on Unix disk files. There are effectively no Unix disk files associated with this application. The so-called HTML, which is displayed, is generated by a computer program running on the database, which generates the HTML, sends it over the network, and displays it on your client. So when you have a database back, if you think about the web, again, I criticize Unix file systems. The way most of MPAC's web pages are labeled is by their position in the MPAC document tree or whatever it's called, and it's horrible to try to keep track of it all because we have 100,000 web pages. And Unix file systems were not designed to be a database that tracks 100,000 web pages. And so for that reason, there are all sorts of unsatisfied links and mistakes and things in those pages because people forget where they are and they forget what links to what. Whereas if you stored everything in a database, you can put into that database technology to make certain that things work better. Because databases are designed to keep track of information and to make it robust and reliable. That's sort of what all they are. All right, let's go on to the... Is there anything else? Oh, here's Carrier. So if you go to the Carrier website, Barbara Mihalis, who actually set up her own company to exploit this technology, she took this same technology originally developed by Gang Cheng for web database linkage, and she took Carrier's product catalog. Carrier is the world's largest air conditioning company. It's a local company. And so they put their product line on the web, and that's all done using actually an Oracle database running hopefully with a reliable pass strip in our machine room, and it's using the same Oracle web linkage that we will learn about in this class. And again, those products are not stored as web pages. And actually, that's very convenient for Carrier because Carrier, when they change their air conditioning line and have a new model, they do not have to go through every web page and say, should I mention this model on this web page? They just change that model information in the database and then it's automatically displayed on the web pages. So if you, for instance, a lot of people last time we taught this class, they did projects involving databases. I remember one group did an auto insurance system, essentially an insurance company database. But effectively, I mean, there's essentially an endless set of applications because almost all interesting applications involve some data, and if it's going to be interesting, it better be a lot of data, and it's got to be accessed in various interesting ways. So to put a database at the back end of most projects, typically a good idea. All right, let's go back to the foils.